We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in baseball isn't boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
4:33, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Friday. Yep, we have made it. Congratulations, self-high-fives all the way around. I do remind you, we've got this great contest going on right now for Style Weekly. They're looking for the best of Richmond. I have my suggestions up on my Facebook page. Take a look at that, Radio Katz or The Jeff Katz Show. Take a look at it there. I got an easy click-through link. Obviously, The Jeff Katz Show for best radio show. Probably comes no surprise to you. Better Floors for the best flooring. My friends over at Tom Leonard's Farmer's Market for best grocery store. Best coffee shop and best coffee roaster, Reviresco. It's Steve Dalton, a great guy, educator, law enforcement dude, and I know I butcher the name, but you'll read it there. You'll vote for him. Who else? Sam Newsman as best reggae band, and without question, Certified Auto Repair for best car repair. I mean, those are the top of the top in Central Virginia, and everybody I just mentioned, yeah, including myself, should probably win. That's the way it should work for Style Weekly. I'd like to see that. Speaking of Certified Auto Repair, my brother from another mother, Stan Andruski, who during the week has founded Certified Auto Repair, 8401 Oakview Avenue, the Lakeside section of Henrico, but on Saturday mornings, 8 a.m., he is the host of the best weekend radio show anywhere, In the Garage, with Stan Andruski. And Fridays, he joins us to give us a little look ahead. Good afternoon, Stan.
Jeff Katz. It is Friday. Self high fives all around. I always love when you say that. It makes me think to when I was younger. And once in a while, Mom would get paid, and we might have some food for the weekend. So things are much better, and the sun's out. And so very happy about that. Wanted to talk a little bit. I had a couple listeners come by this week. Don Carnes come by. He's been listening to us for years. He's out of Chesapeake. Huge fan of ours. So I was able to say hello. Told him I'd give him a shout-out. Loves Jeff Katz. Told you to say thank you for everything that you are doing for law enforcement and for our entire community, including our extended community all the way out to Norfolk and Virginia Beach and Chesapeake. So shout out to him. We have had a few people really start asking again. Our president made the news this week with vehicles. So his goal is still to have 50% of our automotive industry and to be electric by 2030. Yes. And this comes at a time when EV sales are down 60% year over year. They'll be down more very soon. And so my biggest concern is I get asked this, and they're like, I don't need it to be political, Stan. I just want to know, what is it going to affect? How does it affect me, the person who's driving around a 2012 Buick Enclave? How is this going to affect me? And so, well, I'm going to talk a little bit about it tonight and go today and go to way more detail tomorrow. But the problem is this. We need everybody to understand, after all the push, the United States government has pushed $2 trillion plus dollars around the world in electric vehicle manufacturing. The current percentage of vehicles on the road that are electric in the United States started out at 2% back then. So almost $2 trillion in electric car push and credits for other countries, not just America. Most of them have gone overseas for credits, including China. Right. And now, what do you think, if I asked you, the percentage of electric vehicles to petroleum are on the road today with all of that push?
It's easily, what, 60, 70%, I would imagine.
No, it's two. Still two.
Oh, really?
Still two. Yeah, because, so this is, without getting political, me and you and everybody who listens to the show are the ones who dictate what we buy.
That's
no matter what the government tries, and this is not something that America should be doing, this is stuff that Russia and China do, and communist countries, but every time America tries to tell us what to buy, insurance, everything else, it fails, and it fails miserably, because we want the choice in a free country to buy what we want. And the other problem is, the reason I want to go, I'll go a little deeper in this tomorrow, is the other thing is, why are we doing it? Not the political reasons, but we should have a reason, right? So what is the reason that I could get behind that we should switch everything to electric by 2030, at least 50% of the market? Why are we doing that? So what's wrong with petroleum vehicles? That, if I was a reporter, I would ask the president, Mr. President, can you tell me what's wrong with a petroleum vehicle that has been zero emissions since, like, 99? There's very few emissions that come out of cars anymore. You figure 20 years after 99, OBD2 came out in 96. OBD3, basically with emissions, ULEV and everything came out in 99. We've been zero emissions with cars really since then. So my question is, how many cars older than 99 are on the road? Less than 1%, less than electric vehicles. So why are we saying that petroleum is bad? Why are we saying that petroleum has a bigger carbon footprint than a Tesla or any other EV that's out there, when that is 100% not provable, inaccurate? Matter of fact, you can prove it the other way, that these cars, the EPA has given them a carbon neutral footprint because they're saying it makes up for it while it's driving down the road. There's no emissions. But we all know they have petroleum tires on. They're going to need 4 or 5 sets of tires by the time they replace their batteries several times. They're going to need all of that's petroleum. Everything plastic on their car is petroleum. Everything that's plastic or rubber is petroleum on their vehicle. All the metal parts use petroleum to bend them and press them. So we got to understand that the EPA is 100% incorrect in lying, and how dare they do that to us, but that's what they do these days. We let them get away with it, right? We let these places like the CDC lie about things, and we have to start holding these people accountable. So what it means is, it's going to be way more expensive for those of us who do old petroleum cars for no good reason at all, except for somebody feels like they're doing something good, but they're not. So the facts are in this. There is nothing clean about an electric vehicle. Nothing. They're not cleaner. If you take a Camry next to a Tesla, that Camry over the life, the true carbon footprint of that Camry would be about a quarter of that Tesla.
Let me ask you, if in fact the government, our federal government, is successful in this push, and again, we don't have to be political about this. It's all...
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it, with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in baseball isn't boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Coming from the White House, this is their push. So if they were to be successful, what happens to the aftermarket? Because I remember Cash for Clunkers, and we had people who were in good, decent vehicles, not necessarily brand new, but they didn't have a car payment. They hopefully were maintaining them. If something went wrong, there was a pretty sizable aftermarket where you had parts, you could repair things. But then we did Cash for Clunkers, and we took all of these good, decent used cars, and they basically, like, put a bullet hole, I think, or a bolt through the engine, killed off all of that, and then you got people in cars they can't afford it. I mean, aren't we headed down the same road?
So this is what I'm trying to explain to the middle class and the people. This is where it does get political. Stop voting for people that are as aggressive that we have in the Virginia Senate and House. They are too aggressive. They're absolutely nuts. and we don't need any of them. And I'm including our future possible governor, who I hope to God doesn't get in, because she will sign off on anything that the major party does. We want people in the center representing us, and they're not, guys. I'm telling you, if you're not making $100, $150,000 a household, you're not going to be able to swing the cost of an electric vehicle. So it means your poor petroleum vehicle that you might not even be able to get gas for anymore is going to continue to be more expensive to fix as well, because they're going to be limiting. Why does a junkyard or a used car place want to carry parts when the cars are going to be obsolete in a couple of years, or they're saying it's going to be obsolete, right? If they're saying petroleum cars are going to be gone, if I'm a junkyard, why do I even want to have those parts anymore? I need to start getting electrical car parts, right? So diesel, same thing. By 2030, they want diesel gone in Virginia because we followed the California emissions rule, which we shouldn't be. So they want diesel gone. So what happens to people who have diesel? You have diesel trucks. Most of our working force and the people that are building decks and building houses and bringing your food in 18-wheelers are diesels. So if I'm a gas station owner and you're telling me by 2030 I'm not going to have any more diesel, mm-hmm. I'm not going to have more diesel vehicles, why am I going to spend $200,000 a month that I get $10,000 or $12,000 back on? I put all that. Why am I going to do that if there's no more diesels to give gas to? So the idea of my friends are like, well, I'm going to keep a diesel no matter what, raw, and they're never going to. That's never going to happen, guys. It's happening. Yep. It doesn't matter. They will push it. All we can do is look at California. The idea that they aren't going to be able to do it, and that we're all going to be having trouble finding cars, and we're all going to have, when we have already environmental issues, it's going to make it worse, because if you have no power for a day, you can't charge your electric car to go buy food. What I'm telling you is, it's already happening. It's not. It's never going to. They are forcing it. What I'm saying is, it won't be successful when we're all going to hurt because of it. Make no mistake.
Stan, we're going to cut it there. We'll pick it up tomorrow morning. Absolutely. Stan Andruski.
Thanks, Jeff.
Thank you, sir. Brother from another mother, the host of In the Garage with Stan Andruski. It is the best weekend radio show anywhere. It airs right here at 8 a.m. Saturday mornings on News Radio WRVA.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it, with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.